The government's plan to reduce our everyday rubbish is being binned itself by recycling specialists. After revealing its draft proposals to reduce waste, it now wants public feedback. Hamish Cardwell reports.
New Zealand is one of the largest generators of waste per person in the world. On average, each one of us sends 3/4 of a tonne to the tip each year. And we're getting worse. To tackle this, the government has released a consultation document. Sue Coutts from the Zero Waste Network says it completely misses the point, namely that companies need to stop generating wasteful products in the first place.
At the moment, the document seems to be focusing on dealing with the material at the very end of its life. So, you know, pick up a bit more litter, put things in the right bin. And that's really not going to get us to where we need to go. We've got to get right back up in the supply chain, start having an influence over what kinds of products are getting made and how they're being distributed to us.
The government would counter that it is focusing on 6 areas for product stewardship. That is, making producers responsible for the end life of their goods. These include tyres, plastic packaging, electronic products, agrochemicals and their containers, refrigerants and some farm plastics. But Sue Coutts wants that list greatly expanded.
Someone can put a package on the market today and recyclers are there going, oh man, what do we do with this tomorrow? And if you go to a producer and you say, oh, we need you to change your system, they're like, oh, it might take us 3 or 4 years to be able to do that. But there's an expectation that the recycling industry can gear up and handle anything that's thrown at it in a few days.
Sue Coutts wants a department set up that is tasked with getting to zero waste by working with producers, recyclers and the government. Harry Burkhart is the Managing Director of Packaging New Zealand, which represents large manufacturers such as Fonterra and Tetra Pak. He says putting all the responsibility for waste on the makers of products is wrong.
If the government wants to put them in, fill their boots. But we don't believe that's going to change the dial. So the accountability actually lies with all of us, not the producers of the packaging. It's also the users of the packaging. And it's also the regulatory framework that packaging is used in.
In a so-called circular economy, manufacturers design products to be reusable. But Harry Burkhart says consumers don't realise the cost of that. Waste Mins has more than 1,000 members from across the waste sector, including recyclers, tip operators and local government. Its chief executive, Janine Brinsden, says the most exciting new thing in the document is the all of industry and government commitment to a circular economy.
If we can start to get MB and MPI and some of those other all of government agencies and ministries thinking along a circular economy, that's new. And that would be incredibly powerful and exciting.
In the previous Labor government, Green Party MP Eugenie Sage was an associate environment minister. She wants a nationwide recycling scheme sped up and the plan to ban food and organic waste from most landfills by 2030 to also be brought forward.
In Christchurch, we've had curbside collection of organic and green waste for about a decade. That is composted and there's a high demand for that compost. We can help solve the nitrate pollution of water through the use of synthetic fertiliser by using more composting, and that involves councils collecting green waste and food scraps.
Consultation will run for 6 weeks until November the 26th.